Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Recovering mentally. I had a great time on the Thriving in Ministry podcast with Kyle Willis and Dace Clifton. Kyle asked me a question about how I recharge myself mentally. A key verse in the Bible for me is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul counsels us to capture our thoughts. This is extremely hard to do when we are physically or mentally drained. In my younger years, I used to try to do nothing as my recovery time. As I matured, I realized that top athletes had a different way to help their body recover, and I began to adapt those practices to my time of mental recovery. Dace also shares a very helpful tip for his mental recovery time. Take a listen.
Hey, I want to jump in here real quick, and Craig, Dace, feel free to jump in too. But Craig, I want to ask you, we talked a little bit about physical replenishment, but I'm curious about mentally. I've got a week going on here where maybe I'm mentally drained, had a lot of different projects, whatever going on. Talk to me a little about how you mentally recharge.
Yeah, you know, I think that really is the foundational thing of you got to get your thinking in the right spot. A key verse for me that I really like is 2 Corinthians 10:5 that says that we capture our thoughts and make sure that they're obedient to Christ. So the part of that capturing is your mind does have to be alert to be able to capture something and be able to balance that. And so for me, what I used to do was just say, all right, I need to turn my mind off for a little while. So I'm just going to, channel surf, or I'm going to just watch some YouTube videos or something. But you know, what's really happening is, and this is kind of what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. It's almost like I was just eating cotton candy. You know, that's not how you would recover your body, by eating the junk food. And so I said, oh, I have to do something different. So I started thinking about my mental development in same terms of physical health. And so where, you know, athletes will say, I worked hard on this day, and then so my next day is a recovery day. That doesn't mean that they sit around doing nothing. It means that they do something very relaxed. So they might go for a walk instead of going for a bike ride, you know, where they're really pushing themselves. Go for a slow, leisurely walk. And so I try to do the same thing with my reading. I'm not going to do like some heavy duty reading where I'm got to have my Bible out and a notepad and take notes and, you know, sit there and kind of go, wow, I really got to ponder this. But it's something that I could listen to maybe while I'm going for a walk or something where it's still engaging my brain, but it's not to the point where I'm thinking about a project or working on a sermon or writing a chapter for a book or something like that. It's just I'm putting good information in there, but at a really kind of a more of a leisurely pace. I can take it in, you know, just as it comes.
Kyle, I'll just add one footnote. For me personally, and everyone's different, those types of things that we do, whether it's, you know, exercise or reading a book to get that mental release, you know, I can tell when I'm starting to get on the edge. I'm starting to get weary. I'm starting to get tired. And so I'll pull out my book. I have it right here on my desk and I'll schedule that stuff. And what I mean by that, I'll start blocking hours off. You know, I guess that's the opposite of the king of spontaneity. And it's okay to be spontaneous. Some will never feel the need to schedule that type of stuff, but I feel like I can better control and handle my week when I'm putting it down. Because it's important. It's what's going to help me stay focused on Christ and sustain me in ministry. So when someone comes to me and says, hey, can you do this or can you do that? Say, hey, I've got another commitment. I've got another thing on my schedule right now. And I don't elaborate what it is because they might not understand, you know, how important it is for, you know, me to get a break after dealing with a series of complicated issues. And so, you know, scheduling it has been very helpful for me. I certainly didn't do that prior. And I always do it now. And so,
yeah, you know, Dace, one of the things that I learned about myself early on was how physically, emotionally, spiritually drained I felt after like doing a funeral.
Totally.
And so now when I have a funeral scheduled, I block out that time, like you said, in my schedule after the funeral, where I turn off the phone and, you know, I'm not taking any call for anything. You don't have to elaborate to people. You know, you just say, I've got a previously scheduled appointment. You know, they don't need to know that that appointment is I'm going to go home and lay down on the couch for about a half hour and take a deep breath and just go, wow, that was really draining, you know, and recover from that. And so I don't think that we need to apologize. We don't need to explain to people, but we do need to take care of ourselves.
In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I make the case that in order for the sheep to be healthy, the shepherd has to get healthy first. The principle is simple. You cannot give to others what you do not possess yourself. I hope you will pick up a copy of my book to learn how Jesus taught us to be holy, healthy leaders. I'll be sharing more clips from this Thriving in Ministry interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.